Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Our next subdivision, our next public hearing, ladies and gentlemen, please, quiet. We're still having a meeting here. I know you're done, but we're not. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-70 PAF LLC in care of Paul Kruger.
This is an application to consider the condition of the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, dividing 21.22 acres into 14 lots, and a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet, and being located west of Route 321, 900 feet north of U.S. Route 113. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report of May 23rd of 2007 will be made a part of the record. We've not received any additional correspondence, and I would add that there a forested buffer would be required along lots 10 through 14 that adjoins the state of Delaware's lands at the jail. It's currently agriculture. So a buffer will be required.
Okay.
So I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Good morning, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen.
Been a long day.
Yeah, for me too. Tim Willard with Fuquay and Yuri, representing the applicant in this case. The applicant is PAF LLC, and the principal in that is Paul Kruger. Mr. Kruger's right here. Some of you may know him, Kruger's Trailers on the Highway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mr. Kruger.
I have one of those.
Okay.
I don't think that disqualifies me.
I don't think that's a conflict. So you're happy with it. Let me address from the get-go, since Mr. Abbott said the forested buffer is required. In fact, I have copies of a revised plot plan, but it's very minor revisions, and I'd like to submit it.
Okay.
The two revisions are simply the forested buffer there, and the stormwater pond is enlarged, so therefore the number of lots haven't changed, but they've changed in size somewhat. They've shrunk.
Okay.
Most of these lots are, seven of them out of 14 anyway, are at least an acre and a half, or about an acre and a half. So that's the changes.
Okay, that's fine. Looks up there.
Thank you. You'll notice that the subdivision has been, or at least we've coined it the name Langrell's Best, and you may have a question about that. Very simply, Mr. Kruger's family on his mother's side had a rather successful flour mill that was located in Preston, and I think her name was, she was a Langrell, right? And that's where that comes from. And I have a copy of a label, and he's kind of proud of that.
It was located where?
Preston.
Preston, Maryland? Is that right? Do you have your passport with you?
That's where she was from.
State Street.
As far as this, where the site is located, I'm telling you something you probably all know, but for the record, this parcel is located on Route 113, just east of Route 113. To the north of it is the Sussex Correctional Institute, and to the south of it is the racetrack. It's on the small road there that cuts off of 113. You have in your file a aerial photograph, which gives you a good picture of the nature of the area. You can see the prison right to the north, and you see the triangular portion of the property, which is the site. There's the racetrack to the south, and I believe this subdivision is called Rollins. Yeah, so there's residential. The property is located in what your comprehensive plan calls a developing district. If you look at your future land use plan on that map, the yellow belly of the developing district, which surrounds the municipal property, cuts largely into this property. It looks like, as far as I can see, it's a difficult map to see even online. It looks like it comes right down here. So there may be a small portion that's kind of in the low density area. As you know, the developing area calls for mixed uses, growth patterns supported by public and private investment to provide a variety, and I quote from it, economic development and housing opportunities. That's in fact what's there. You have a prison, a racetrack, you have Kruger's business across the street. Directly across the street from this is a subdivision with 20-some lots. It also, I should point out that this area is in a level 2 and level 3 strategies area for the state, which calls for, especially the level 2 area, heightened investment. That is for infrastructure. As to the site itself, and now you have the site plan in front of you, it is 21 acres. They're proposing 14 lots. All these lots are over an acre, 1.2, 1.2, 1.6. This acre, this lot is 2.5, 1.93. This is 1.5. So you have seven lots that are over an acre. This is well over what is required minimum, which is 3/4. You have a 1 acre lot here, and the 4 lots in the front are the smallest ones, and they're closer to 0.8. And there's one that's closer to 3/4. So they're well with.
Excuse me for a minute. I forgot to ask in the beginning. Is there anyone here other than the applicant with an interest in this application? Okay, I know most of you are sitting all the way in the back right now. It's very difficult to see this drawing, especially since it's facing us. If you'd like to see it, feel free to move around if you want, if there's anyone here that has an interest in it. Okay, sir, I'm sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, we're fine. Apparently there's no one here, so go ahead.
Okay, well, we'll move along then. There are no wetlands on the property. There was a soil study that was done, and I'm not sure if that's in your file. At least when I looked at it, wasn't. It wasn't, and I'd like to submit that with permission of the chairman. It's a soil conservation study.
Okay.
That was handed to me tonight, but it was done in 2006.
Okay.
Subsequent to that, DENREC did some boring. But two things it says. It says the soil drains well, and it also says there are no wetlands, no 404 wetlands on it.
Yeah, we give that to Mr. Burrow, and if he says we can admit it, we will. I suspect we can, but we need to ask him. Because
yes, sir, you certainly may.
There we go. You're in.
This what Mr. Kruger is proposing is obviously a small subdivision that will be residential. Originally, he sort of wrestled with what to do, and this has been around, or at least with me, for several years, thought about doing a business park there, and we actually went through the plus process, and they had their square foot analysis of that, and they were calling for a TIS, and he wasn't in too much of a hurry, but then working with Mr. Roach, who I should have introduced as the engineer in the thing, we decided to just go with a larger lot subdivision that we think would provide some affordable housing for this area. It is a unique area to the extent it's near a prison and a racetrack and on a major highway, but it can fill a demand for housing. I have prepared finding of facts for submission to the council. Before I present them, I'd just like to Mr. Roach to come forward and maybe speak a little bit about the stormwater aspect of this. Because he's moved ahead on that, and that's why the plan has changed somewhat.
Okay. Right ahead. My name is John Roach, and I'm an independent engineer working in Georgetown doing small projects. And this is one of the projects, one of my very large projects. I'm sure you guys see things a lot larger than this. But this subdivision is being designed with access at one location. We've talked to DelDOT, and DelDOT has told us that 113 is not an option. So therefore, because of the configuration of this project, we had to go with a cul-de-sac. So that's what we've done. The natural drainage goes from Route 321, which is Woods Branch Road, down to the end of the cul-de-sac, and it would go out between these lots, the drainage easement, out to a stormwater basement, which would be a dry pond. And the idea is that we would try to keep from tearing these trees down, but there's a small group of trees in the very back there that we would have to remove to be able to have this work. There is an existing tax ditch that runs along the length of this property, and that tax ditch is serviced by a Delgott ditch and on out to, I guess, Alms House Ranch out across the way. So that's what we're proposing. When we did the calculations, we found that actually there is the runoff, the Q value, prior to us putting in this subdivision was actually greater than after we put the subdivision in. So having grass and those types of things certainly did help the design of that. As far as Delgott's concerned, we have talked to Delgott, and we would like to design this to Delgott standards. That this not be a county standard street construction, but it'd be a Delgott standard street construction. We've started that process, and we've also started the process of submittals with the Conservation District. So, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Just a couple things for the record. This is in the Indian River School District. The impact would be de minimis. It would be served by emergency EMTs here in Georgetown, the fire company, which is less than a couple miles away, as well as the ambulance service. We believe that this design, because of the rather large size of the lots, which you don't see too often, satisfies all your 99.9 subdivision requirements. There's going to be a minimal tree removal. The most of them are here, and it would just be for putting the houses in there. It won't disturb agricultural land to the extent it hasn't been tilled for several years. The design is integrated into the area. There's a subdivision, residential subdivision, right across the street. It's consistent with your comprehensive plan and works well with the state strategies. It will be served by individual well and individual septic. We do not believe that, based on this modest design, and on the contrary, that it would adversely affect any property values. It should, in fact, enhance them. And with that, noting that nobody was behind me raising hands, I'll keep it fairly short. I have a finding of fact that reflect, I think, the things you've seen in this plan and some of the testimony. Mr. Kruger, can you come forward, please? You've heard my representations to this commission about your application for a subdivision known as Langrell's Best. Are they true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
That's right.
That's all I have.
I have one question for you. It relates to the mill. Was that actually part of the Linchester Pond that actually drove that mill?
That mill provided, I think it's moved on that. That mill provided flour to George Washington Army. We sold it to the Historical Society.
Right.
They're rebuilding it in the pond right now. We're trying to get that, but they're dispute over a fish ladder.
I understand, and I grew up swimming in that pond.
You did?
So that's why it meant something to me when you said it was present.
But the mill is pretty well.
But that has nothing to do with this application. I'm sorry to waste everybody's time. Okay, anything else, Mr.?
No, I just would like to submit the finding of fact.
Great, please do. Yeah, by all means, send them either way. It's fine. Mr. Lank will need a copy of them, and we'll make sure he gets it.
How many did you hand up?
Oh, shoot.
I
didn't count them before I did, but they're, I think,
we're
six.
We'll get one for Lawrence. It's fine. Here.
There you go. It's fine.
Everybody okay? All right, sir. Well, we'll see if we appreciate your presentation. We'll see if there's anyone here with any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson. He's got a busy agenda tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How close would you say is the nearest public sewer? Has there been any discussion with the town of Georgetown or being able to tap into the sewer system since you're adjacent to the prison?
I don't know if Mr. Roach has had any discussion with them.
No, we have not. We have not discussed anything with the town, but I do know that there is a forced maintenance going along Zion Road, I believe it is, and it goes out to their spray irrigation site somehow. So,
okay. I think it's something that maybe the applicant would be open to, obviously, if it was desirable. I know there was some discussion early on about the town and annexation, but we're outside of it, and it wasn't adjacent. And so, as far as coming into the town altogether,
And what discussions have you had with the Department of Corrections about putting 14 houses in their backyard?
None whatsoever from me. I guess it didn't occur to me because there are other residences in the area. Obviously, that could be something that could be taken care of, like an agricultural notice that we have in our HOA or on our plot. We could have an SCI notice.
We have free, might affect frequent escapees.
Might affect market value. I recently met a guard.
Leave your keys in your car. You know, your bicycle's available to your.
Well, fortunately, it's a facility that those are fairly rare. But
I went to the prison, talked to the warden. Now, this is from memory. I think I've got a letter home that they don't object. Well, we did 3 or 4 years ago. We tried to sell that to the prison, but they had no money.
Afraid that hadn't changed.
I don't think there's much danger of the prison objecting to you, but I think you might be concerned about the your potential buyers might be a little bit concerned about the prison. But you know, I think if they're breaking out, they're going to run further than next door. So anyway, that's just me. Go ahead.
But I would suggest that you confer with the prison in case there's some provisions that you need to implement to maintain the security of the prison, and you know.
It's a good point.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
What do you anticipate the pricing of these houses to be?
Well, there's no buy-in. Mr. Kruger, did you hear the question?
You anticipate
the price of the lots or the housing? You have to come forward, so.
Well, you tell me which way this mortgage is going to go.
I don't know. I just thought with the amenity of the prison, I would
probably. That's not $100,000.
The scenic views.
You think people are going to pay extra for that?
I might. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Burton, I know there was a recent lot sold in the vicinity that was close to 3/4. It sold for 60, I think it was. So. They're not giving them away, so you know there are people that need more economically viable kind of property.
Point well taken.
Has Delta approved the entrance?
No, they have not. We're in that process now. We've given this final their first submittal and response, and we're continuing with that.
Because it's one entrance, and then the other lots 1, 2, 3, and 4 right. Would have their own driveway.
Yeah, but these two have their entrance on this road. These two, and just on your original plot, the entrance would be there. Their driveways would be there on that road.
Okay, so the two inside lots are going to feed off in the two outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's already that one house is already built.
Right. No further questions.
Okay, sir.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we have restrictions and covenants?
Yeah, we submitted a proposed restriction and covenants, which would allow for the maintenance of all open area stormwater. It also has an architectural review committee, and those would be part of the final. No lot would be sold without them, and every member would have to be a member, and they'd have to be assessed dues.
Any thoughts of providing a school bus stop? At the connection with the County Road 321?
I'm sure Mr. Kruger would have no problem with that if we had the room. You mean at the entrance of the subdivision?
Yes.
The language best. Yeah, I'm sure if there's room, if you all want to put that as a condition to put it there if they want it, I don't see a problem with that.
I noticed, maybe as Mr. Roach, it's drainage easement to each side of the road going in. Any thought of having sidewalks in the front elevations of the lots?
I think we've decided to go with a section of ditches or ditching. That's an option under the DLDOT standard. So I believe that's what we've chosen.
So you're not proposing to have sidewalks? Down the lane. Mr. Roach, did you check with Brooks Cahill or Bob Long about the tax ditch right-of-way? You mentioned there was a tax ditch on the property?
Yes. Bob Long, myself, got that tax ditch in there. It was dug 3 years ago, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Long question, he said dug it. It was, yeah, we worked out between us and the jail.
Do you know which side the maintenance right of way is on?
The other side, the west, north side.
It's on the jail side?
Yeah.
It's a maintenance easement? Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I will check that.
Mm-hmm. What
we plan on leaving the cypress about 20 feet down the other side. Mm-hmm. So the maintenance side is on the jail side. Because they don't have nothing there anyway.
Right. Not so worried about that side. They've expressed concerns to us where we've approved subdivisions, and then people, unbeknownst to anyone else in the permitting process, will put something like a dog kennel, a shed, a garage or something, and then when the ditch needs some routine maintenance, comes to a screeching halt. And I'm glad you that question for you, Mr. Krueger. You live in vicinity to this project, is that correct? And so how close do you live, and for how long, to SCI?
Quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. And minimal problems, if any?
A lot of people, we question, there's three brothers here. We question, you know, are we going to be able to sell these lots next to the jail? Mr. Smith, I don't know where you live at, but I had much rather live right next to that jail than your house, because I tell you why, when the prisoners get loose, they're not stopping. If they want some vehicles coming in my garage, my wife leaves the keys in the car every night.
That's a good move.
I wanted to ask that question in lieu of someone else being here and with it being raised as a concern. I figured you were the expert.
No, they,
but
they,
a lifetime they, of living there that you would share if you'd had problems.
When they get loose, they go. They're not going to stop the closest place.
Well, I think the fact that you live there is probably the best selling tool you're going to have. But, of course, our purview isn't whether they sell or not. It's whether they should even be there at all, and we're going to make that decision. So.
Well, the septic feasibility.
Anyway, go ahead.
Are we in receipt of a letter?
Tim provided us with the septic study, but we don't have the letter from Denrec.
Okay.
Thank you. And we understand that, and I think, I'm hoping it's there. We try to get up with the soil, the gentleman that did the soil, and it's, you know, within a 2 weeks of his letter saying we've done the preliminary work, and he did massive borings and things. Denrec did a site visit, so... And you also have soil conservation district showing that it's, Engel, mm-hmm. The name of the soil is well drained. Shouldn't be a problem, but we understand that you're going to need that and leaves it, I guess, if you can't make a decision on this tonight, we're just requesting if you leave the record open so we can make sure we
get it. That's our standard procedure if it's not here, so we'll certainly accommodate you. Okay, Mr. Lank.
No question.
Mr. Couts?
Just a comment. As part of the adoption process for the currently recently adopted plan, we met with the municipalities, and one of the concerns they had was making sure that efforts were made to coordinate development in the areas immediately around the municipalities. And Georgetown has indicated that this area is within their short-term annexation area, and so I would suggest that you at least have current contact with them about their concerns and interest and possibility of annexation. That's all.
Is that it? Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Burrow?
Nothing.
All right, then. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-70, PAF LLC, in care of Paul Krueger? In favor. Okay. Finally, give us your name, although you look kind of familiar.
For the record, Dave Weidman of Lewis, Delaware. I have my own application that I'm going to present to you a little bit later, but an opportunity like this doesn't come up very often, and I wanted to just tell the commission that I strongly support this application. Mr. Krueger is partially responsible for providing me with a lovely wife. And so for posterity, I have it on the record now. This opportunity probably will never come up again, and I took it. And I'm proud to be here to support the application. Thank you for your indulgence.
Okay. Is there just no end to shameless self-promotion?
No end.
No end. All right, sir. We thank you for your testimony. Duly noted that you're in favor. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? We have any other son-in-laws out there or anything like that? Okay. Anyone wish to speak in opposition to subdivision number 2006-7? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
It has to do with the buffer that's being proposed along the agricultural land.
Okay.
What I see here is looks like a tree line of Leland cypress trees.
Okay.
Would that be? I'll defer to Mr. Couch about that. If that would be something that would be acceptable as part of our forested buffer.
The ordinance that's under consideration you're referring to, or the
yes.
one we probably not. One line of Leland cypress probably would not. There are standards that were in there that we received advice from the state forester, and I'd suggest that the applicant at least look at the draft to get some ideas as to what could go in there. It would be more appropriate, as was mentioned earlier, Leland cypress is a bit of a problem. One row also doesn't do much, but there is good guidance in the draft ordinance on what could be considered.
Preference typically has been native species.
And I believe also if you look at the tree list that is under the proposed standards for private roads that are under consideration, it's on the county website. Take a look at that. There's also a list of, I think, 14 trees that would be acceptable for a street environment.
Thank you.
We have no problem with that. It's a good suggestion. Yeah.
Good. No further comments, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else, Mr. Willard?
One moment.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we don't usually do that. I was thinking about that. We just do that at the end. Leave the record open. Yeah. We don't need to do it now. We'll do it when we refer back. We'll leave the record open. It's not this. Oh.
Okay. All right. So being no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.